The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the irrepressible Suzanne Bandick, one of my favorite, actually, my favorite people. Who cares about that? One of our clients' favorite people on the team. They love Suzanne. So usually I do a whole big intro of this amazing idea that was hers in the beginning, and I'm going to go the opposite. I'm just going to tell you guys this topic was her idea. It's phenomenal. And I'm just going to shut up and let Suzanne talk about it and interrupt and make myself nuisance as I see fit. Suzanne, the floor is yours.
Why, thank you, Mike. Wow.
I know, it's confusing, isn't it?
Okay, today's topic, folks, how to stop talking yourself out of the success that you desire. All right, so let's fill this in. What is it that you want? Are you looking for more money? Are you looking for more business success? Are you looking for more time freedom? Now, what happens is you say, I want this, but, or I can't because. And that can't because becomes your story. It's your belief. It's your racket. It becomes your truth. And the more you repeat it, the stronger it becomes. So what I'd like to talk about today is how to switch that around so you can stop saying, yeah, but, and finding all the reasons you can't have it and say, what if I can have it? How does that sound?
Like water in the desert, lady, because we are, Suzanne and I, most of the time we're trying to help others. And I get so discouraged when I can see the greatness in one of our clients and I just know they can have, because, we have confidence. We've done it and, our references are a little different. We've just seen it. What can be very scary for a client is something we've done 100. It just feels like a Tuesday to us. So sometimes, from a mental way, I get it. I try not to judge, but my emotional response is just so sad because you find yourself arguing for someone else's success and them arguing for their own failure. And it just, for Suzanne, it's probably all just heartbreak. For me, it's an anger of anger. It's a mixture of anger and heartbreak, but it's so frustrating when, and I'm just telling you guys as a coach's perspective, because you all have people, we all have people in our lives that we look up to and want to, you can get value from. We want to hear their opinion and we want them to speak into our lives. But as a person that's been probably as much or more on the being spoken into as speaking into others, I found when I'm trying to receive and I keep on that no train of, but yeah, but, like exactly what Suzanne said, but you don't understand, but let me explain. At some point, even a good mentor is just going to give up on you, right? It just, and not that they don't love you. It's just like, if you're so committed to this not working, no matter what resourceful thing they come up with to help move forward, you explain why it won't work. At some point, any reasonable human is just going to go, well, I guess you're screwed then. And it's not that they believe that. They just go, I've given up. And from an outside perspective, that's heartbreaking. But when it happens internally, that's the real kick in the teeth. Sorry, Suzanne, didn't mean to take you off track.
It's perfect. I've experienced that myself. If someone's belief is so strong, if our belief is so strong that nothing can change it, then there's not much that someone on the outside can do to help.
And it's frustrating. And the funny thing is we've all been that person on the outside. All of us try and give wisdom and encourage other people. And we've all just been like, well, I guess that's where they're at. And they're just, whether it can be a, someone that is clearly in a bad relationship and they can't get out, or a business thing, or, it doesn't have to just be business. It's just so heartbreaking. And it's not that we care one iota less. It's just, you kind of get this, I guess that's where you're at. So just an example of how an unintended consequence when you're so committed to something not working, how it can feel like the universe is conspiring against you, whereas really you're coordinating with the universe to conspire. And the opposite happens when you do decide, I can do this and nothing's going to stop me. Let me just figure it out, which I'm sure is what Suzanne's going to talk about. All of a sudden, the universe conspires towards you. Coaches are excited to help. Smart people want to come around. Things start working your way. And it's like, yeah, it's a cycle, good or bad. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I talk about this a lot because what we repeat to ourselves becomes our truth. Mm. We live it because our mind is very powerful and we consider ourselves very smart and we want to say, see, I was right.
more than we want to win sometimes.
And the unfortunate thing is if we're not thinking something empowering, we end up proving ourselves right on something that doesn't serve us. So let's be aware and work very hard on changing it, even if you can get to the little belief. So for instance, when you say, I have no time, I'm too busy, I have no money, I don't know how, those are all reasons. I can't have it because I have no time, I have no money, I have no experience, I don't know how. Those make us feel bad. Okay. And when we feel bad and we state them so vehemently, our mind becomes closed. It becomes closed to options. It becomes closed to opportunities. And there may be something that could help us right in front of our eyes, but we don't see it because our mind is closed.
I hate sharing this story because my wife is so much better than me in just about every way. But, and I've shared this publicly and with her, so please don't hear me talking about my beautiful bride. But she and I just can't think of any examples of me yet, but I'm sure there's plenty. She'll get on the no train, right? Where we just, and we all do this, where you're kind of on this no, and then it doesn't matter what anyone says, we're just no, right? So just a dumb example to show how powerful our minds are. We had a two-story place at the time, and I was yelling up to her. I was on the bottom floor, she was on the top floor. There's something I wanted to get online, right? And she was at the computer, and I don't know what I was doing, but I couldn't be at the computer, but she was trying to help me. And she was, oh, that was it. She was like, I can't do it. It won't, like, she was trying, her point was, this thing that you want to have happen can't happen, right? Like, I've tried it, I've looked at everything, and she just wanted to be right. And again, she's an amazing human being. This is unlike her. And I finally got off my lazy butt, which I probably should have done in the beginning. I forgot what I was doing. And just went up there, and I literally looked at the screen she had on her lap, and the thing I was asking for was on her screen with a bright red button ready to be clicked. She was so committed to being right. And again, I love it. I should have changed the names to protect the innocent. She Wait literally a minute. Couldn't see it.
What is it with spouses? I've done the same thing with my husband, Sean.
And we're not that way, but with our, I generally don't yell at other people on a different, not yelling at her like in anger, just, you know, I would have the respect to go talk to them like a human. So it has nothing to do with about my amazing wife. It's just, and we're all humans. We've all been where there's a computer screen that literally has the button that could push to get the goal, but we don't want the goal. We've changed the goal to moving forward or helping our poor beleaguered husband who has to walk his lazy butt up the stairs to, I'm going to settle that guy's hash. I just have to be right. And we get on that no train where you've got a coach or someone trying to help, because usually this doesn't happen just inside your mind. It's in conversation with others, friend, coach, whoever. And they're trying to help. And you're just like, it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. And at some point they're just like, okay. So it's my wife, who's a beautiful, bright individual, literally couldn't see the thing on the screen in front of her face.
I'll do it. I can't find my keys. Then they're right in front of your face.
Yeah. Let's do the reverse. Baby, I have looked in the refrigerator. There is no mustard. I will bet my life. Here's the mustard. God dang it. It was literally 2 seconds ago. And that's a weird one because I do want to see it. But yeah, anyway, we've all done this. Please continue.
Well, that's the graphic. That's the visual of what we're talking about. And it's the mustard. But now you're going to say, you know what? I can't have business success. I can't grow my company because there's not enough people in town. Because the economy is bad.
No one wants to work. My customers won't pay.
It becomes our story and we own it. So let's talk about how to get out of that cycle. All right. How do we change this so we can become empowered and start having the successes that we actually desire? Number one, let's decide that we want it. Do I really want it? Do I want to change my mindset because I want to have more money, because I want to have more time with my freedom? Sometimes we say things because we don't really want what we say we want.
And let me be super pain in the butt here. Part of that, I think, is lack of clarity. When we say things like, I want more money, that's not wildly powerful because, you know, you find a nickel on the ground, technically you... mission accomplished, right? Or in the negative way I see this manifesting is when I'm coaching with someone, I'll ask them their goals and they'll say, love y'all, just trying to help. A ridiculous thing like, I don't want to set a limit. I don't want to set the $1 trillion. So it's like, okay, what they're really saying is I don't want to be held accountable by you or by myself or by anybody, because as soon as I set a target, I can miss it and there's something at stake. But again, what we're really saying is I'd like it to happen. I've got to wish this is what happened, but I'm not willing to do even the smallest thing of just articulating a goal. Like it's sometime if I say I want to make $15,000 a month in profit and work less than 20 hours a week, and I want to be able to do it from anywhere in the world. The goal polices are going to come in if I make $15,009 and like throw me in jail, right? It's such a ridiculous thing. So A, be specific. I think that will feel, I want more time to do what? And what's more time? Like to just sit at home and watch TV, that's not very compelling. I want to go to Aruba with my family from June 1st to June 15th, and I want to pay for everybody. And we're going to go first class, and I've got the villa. Very, very different than I want more time. One's not going to empower you, the other is. One's got some consequences. You start telling people we're going to go to a villa, it can be a little more uncomfortable, but the likelihood of you and your family being in that villa, a hundredfold higher.
That's perfect. Sometimes in order to serve everybody, I go a little too generalized. However, this is excellent. So let's look at that specific scenario. Let's say you want to have $10,000 a month profit.
Love
Okay,
it.
that's a solid goal. I want to increase my business, so I have $10,000 a month profit. Then the stories begin. Yeah, but. Okay, yeah, but I can't. So you say, what if I could?
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. So you just did something so naturally so that you don't even know you're doing it. I want everyone else to see that you did it. She went from disempowering statements to empowering questions. So I think it's so subtle, but you're so good at it, Suzanne. You do it without even knowing you're doing it. So a normal human would go from disempowering statements to empowering statements, which are frustrating. But nobody, yeah, but no one in my place wants to work. Yeah, but I've tried every marketing thing and they're all a scam. Yeah, but statement, 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 which are just definitive. That's it. That is just that. If I just say, Suzanne, you're a bad human being. Maybe she agrees, maybe she disagrees, but there's not really a conversation. She probably could disagree and I would be wrong, but really that's it, right? But if I ask a question, now we can do something. So she went from definitive negative statement to, and if we just went, everything's going to be great and I'm going to win this time. Well, that's just a positive statement, but it really doesn't have any power. Like it just, and because we know in our gut, we're like, well, I'm just self-soothing here. So I love Suzanne. And again, I know you weren't trying, but you're just so smart. I think you do it without knowing you did it. You went from disempowering statement, which is just end of conversation, that's it, to empowering question, not empowering statement. So yeah, but no one wants to work. Fine, I'll just tell myself everyone wants to work. Okay, well, there's zero value in that. But what if there are people that want to work? I just haven't found them. What if now the world is your oyster, right? Your brain can start doing all this cool stuff. But if you just say a nonsensical thing, I have $10,000. And there is some value to doing that, but that's not where we're at now. So I just wanted to make the distinction of what she went from disempowering statement to empowering question. Continue.
So that statement, that question, what if I could do this,
Such a good one.
opens our mind.
Yeah.
Before, I can't because this, and this. That closes our mind, and we're like, okay, done deal.
And if you're like me, it feels better saying disempowering things to myself or God forbid out loud. Just feels great. It kind of feels good the way revenge feels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it could feel, it's just a yucky. There's really no good. But when you ask those questions, I don't know about you, but I immediately feel better. Just like, okay. Like it's just from helpless to hopeful. Like, okay, maybe we could.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, little side note here. Societally, often we get caught in that cycle of I can't, and this is what's wrong. And I'm just going to ask you to please take a little note about who you hang around with, who you're talking about your dreams and your goals with, because if you get into that negative cycle, you go to a negative place. Please find the people, the programs, the whatever that inspire you and say, maybe it is possible.
Something out of left field, and this is all politics. You ain't gonna find that on Fox or CNN. I'm not, doesn't matter, Republicans, Democrat, it doesn't matter. They're all there to tell you that the government is going to do X and Y for you and you got to whatever. And they just make definitive statements that are all whichever. Perfect example of, I'm doing the air quote, friends, people that you spend time with would be an actual definition, that are not going to give you that, right? They've got a different agenda. They're not there for you. So again, not knocking any of that. I'm just saying it's a perfect example of, Suzanne mentioned societally, that's a perfect example of, and again, it could be the feeds that you listen to, the podcasts that you listen to, it doesn't have to be network news, but generally be careful of the people you spend time with. And even if it's like, well, it's the news, that's important, I need to know. It's like, well, what are they telling you? And how's that helping? Are they aligned with your goals? And do you feel more equipped to create the life that you want after listening to whatever content that you do? I just use the news because I think it's one that people wouldn't make that association with. Of those people I spend time with are not serving me. They probably ain't.
Side note, I haven't watched the news in 30 years.
I probably only got 20 years, maybe 15 under my belt, but I just realized, like, I don't have any, you know, if I'm going to vote or something, I educate myself, but not with the news. And to what end? Like, I never leave feeling empowered or like, great, you know, this terrible human did a terrible thing to another human. So what? Like, no, I'm not saying it's not a terrible thing. Like, what can I do? Nothing. Okay. So maybe I should just ingest something about humans treating other humans nice that I can actually ingest and do something great. And by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, not that we're amazing human beings, but we're at least going to try and give you the energy that's going to serve you. All right. Suzanne's got so much to say.
Okay.
Be ready.
We both do. Let's go back to the how to's, how to change the yeah buts so that we can have the success that we desire. So first thing I'm going to say is stop telling yourself the story that doesn't serve you.
So how do you make that trigger? Because that my problem is oftentimes I don't see myself doing it. How do you recognize, you know what I'm saying? Because there's first recognizing the behavior and then there's changing the behavior. I think it's so embedded we can do it and not even know we're doing it. How do you
give me a specific
that?
Example, Mike.
You caught me, but you helped me on something, just some dumb thing where I'd made a statement on Slack or I can't remember if it was on Slack or you and I were speaking. And it was I think it was a definitive negative statement. It had built in some negative assumption. I would share it. It's not private. I just don't recall it. And I didn't even see it coming. So when you came back, I wasn't offended or anything. You're like, hey man, maybe she just reframed it so nicely for me. And immediately I was like, oh yeah, but I needed you. I didn't have that muscle where I could see it. You needed to tell me as soon as you told me, got it.
Right. Sometimes it's easier to see it in other people than it is ourselves. So you could actually ask your friend, I say tentatively a spouse. A friend is probably better.
Yeah. When Suzanne said it, I heard it. Ears wide open. If my wife had said it, I might've had filters.
It's different.
Yeah.
So check it out. Ask, am I saying things that don't serve me?
Spoiler alert, the people that you ask that have a positive response, good indicator, that's someone that you want to spend more time with. Someone that gives you a, what? That doesn't even make any sense. Just the answer to that request is insightful to the person that you're speaking with.
Right. And typically, if you have to do it yourself or you want to analyze this and nobody else is around, look at your statement that follows. I want to increase my business. I want $10,000 a month profit, but, or I can't because. Write them down. Those are the little rascals that are swimming around in your head that are causing you distress. They're causing you to not have the success you desire. So you take every single little one and you say, what if I could? What if I could change this? And then you can do anything. If you have the maybe I can attitude and you open your mind, you can say, what can I learn? Who could I go to? Can I do things in 15-minute increments? Can I get started? What if I move in the right direction?
You just changed the yeah, but
the right direction. Exactly.
So I can't hire people. Yeah, but I guess if you want to take the contract. Yeah, but other people hire people. Yeah, but I have hired people before that worked. It's just not all of them. Yeah, but like it just really, so you can keep the yeah, but it just.
Oh, you're just making the yeah, buts positive.
Right. Or what if? I still like questions better. Yeah, but what if? What if I could?
What if there are people? What if there are people that love to work? How would I find them? That's opened a door. Whereas nobody wants to work, that's closed the door. Yeah. Right? This is very graphic examples of we can talk ourselves out of the getting the very thing that we desire. So
can and do.
Pardon?
Can and do.
Can and do. So let's stop telling the story that doesn't serve us. Let's stop telling the reasons why, and let's consciously work on the reasons it could be possible. I'm not saying I'm waving a magic wand here. I'm not telling you to go from one belief that's really negative to a belief that's super positive, like, oh, now I'm living in a field of daisies. No, I'm saying let's build slowly on the belief that it can happen.
So let me, because we got to wrap, let me sum up what I thought I heard you say, and I'll let you add anything you want to end. What I think I hear you saying is, A, be hyper aware when we start making goal statements. So I'm always trying to identify, like, because I can't be hyper vigilant all the time. You know, if I could, I would have already fixed this. But when I start making statements around what I want, A, be a little more specific or a lot more specific. B, be very sensitive to what you say or think after that. So you don't have to be on alert all the time. Be nice. But if you had to only pick a time right when you're starting to talk about what you want or don't want, be very sensitive to that. Transform disempowering statements into empowering questions. And because that's a lot to do on your own, find others that will encourage you and maybe see that for you and give you a little light on your blind side. Did I leave anything out or anything you didn't agree with?
Because I am going to tell you, you can have anything that you want. You only have to believe it's possible.
And just to be the complete pragmatist jerk, even if you can't, even if Suzanne's full of crap, you can certainly get a crap ton more, infinitely more, if you believe it's possible than if you believe it, you don't. So you can be anywhere on that spectrum of it's way better or it's infinite. Like, I'm not sure, you know, Suzanne and I might be a little bit different, but we're solidly locked arms in. If you, you know, I think it was Henry Ford, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Guaranteed, if you're like, this is impossible, well, then it shall be. If you think it is possible and, you know, maybe I want to play in the NBA and I really believe I can. Well, I'm 50 and 6 foot tall. Probably not going to happen. But if I want to get a ton better at basketball, like that belief is still going to serve me. All right, guys, gals, if you have gotten value out of this and are like, God bless America, this, I just need a little more. We exist to help people like you go from knowing what you want or maybe even getting some clarity on what you want to creating it in the world. Feel free to reach out. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com has got all the resources completely free. Subscribe to this podcast. If you're digging it, throw us a good review. That's always loving. Just be in our community. Let us come serve you. We love you. Anything I'm missing, Suzanne, before we call it?
Perfect. It's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently.
Oh, all right. I'm done. That's it. It's not about working hard. It's about thinking differently. Have a great day, Clean Nation. Talk soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.